Hi, this is Anita from the Dusty Roads Podcast. First of all, I'd like to introduce you to a book that I've recently written called A Bus on a Dusty Road. The book can be found on Amazon, and it's exactly as the name sounds, A Bus on a Dusty Road, Life Lessons from Learning in Asia. And I'm really excited about this book because I'm really excited to be able to share with you some of the things that I've learned while living here in Asia. And I hope that you will join with me on this journey to be able to learn more things about life in Asia. To give you a bit of a taste of it, I start out the book and I ask a question. And I say, during my 30 years of living and working in Asia and traveling to so many poor countries, that a question I have asked myself that continues to roll around in my head is, why does one child need to pick through the garbage every day to have enough to eat while another on the other side of the world is whining they don't have their new iPhone? And so I kind of try to take that question and try to weave through some of the answers in through the book. I talk about my own experiences. I talk about, you know, all of this is basically my own experiences of things that I've observed and done in Asia and, you know, countries that I visited. So if you're looking to travel to Asia or travel this part of the world and you're looking for a book to be able to understand more about life over here, I recommend this book, not because I've written it, but I guess I can recommend it because I have, but also because of the fact that I hope that it will help you to be able to see and understand things that I've seen here through all my years of living and working here. So again, it's A Bus on a Dusty Road, Life Lessons from Living in Asia, and you can find it on Amazon. Part of my book, what I talk about is China, some experiences in China, and some experiences in Vietnam. And today in my podcast, I want to talk a little bit about things that China and Vietnam have in common. You know, it's quite interesting that most people, when they travel to Vietnam, and it's been really interesting because for a long time during COVID, we had hardly any foreigners here at all in Vietnam. You could travel the streets, you wouldn't see anybody. And for some reason, the last 3 months, travel to Vietnam has picked up in a huge way. There are so many people traveling here. I don't know if it's got on somebody's to-do list or what has happened, but certainly there's a lot of people traveling now in Vietnam and throughout other parts of Southeast Asia in particular. But what a lot of people don't understand is that for about 1,000 years, the Chinese controlled Vietnam. And this is kind of important for you to understand because of the fact that when you come here, you may see some things which seem familiar. In fact, you might see buildings that have Chinese written characters written on them. You might, you know, see Chinese characters written in other places. You might see some things that might feel a little familiar if you traveled to China that you will see here in Vietnam. So there's some, you know, these are some things which I feel like my own observations that China and Vietnam have in common. And basically there's 11 things I've written in this blog about it. But I'm going to go through some of the things here to talk about it. One is a patriarchal society. You know, both China and Vietnam now have modern societies, but you will find that they are patriarchal societies. That is why if you're ever looking to do anything like your family history work or genealogy work, some families will have records that will go back 30 generations, but they may only write down the names of the males and not any of the females. Why? Because the females were not considered to be important. And that's very true in China, as is in a place like Vietnam. You know, so it's still considered common for a family to want to have a son. And they may even treat the son very different than the daughter. In fact, the son may get everything. He may, you know, get all the education. He may get all the opportunities where the daughter may not get as much, especially if the family doesn't have a lot of money. Even though in the modern societies, this has changed a bit, but, you know, this may be, you know, the son may be the one that goes overseas and gets an education overseas. The daughter may not even get an education at all. It can really depend upon the family itself, but this is very true about many of these societies. You know, Chinese and Vietnamese have language similarities, but even though their languages are similar, they're both tonal languages. They can have similar sounds. They can have a similar grammar structure. A Chinese person doesn't understand Vietnamese, and a Vietnamese person does not understand Chinese. So even though the languages may have some similarities, they are different enough that they are two different distinct languages. They can share many traditional holidays. You know, there's many holidays which China and Vietnam both share. There are many that are separate, but of course there's many that they share, especially many of the traditional holidays. And of course, one of the biggest ones is the Lunar New Year. In Vietnam, it's called Tet. In China, it can be called the Spring Festival. They are essentially the same holiday and they celebrate them about the same dates, and they have a lot of same similarities in how they celebrate these holidays. They with these holidays, too, you'll find that both in China and Vietnam, they can have lion or dragon dances. You know, the dances may have different names, but they can be very much the same dance. They can look very similar. You may feel that they look similar between China and Vietnam. Both China and Vietnam believe in ancestor worship. You know, you could go into many homes here in Vietnam in particular, and you'll find that in the home, they might have a shelf, and on top of the shelf, there'll be an altar with a picture of their families. You'll even go into stores and other places, and you'll find these little altars and pictures of their families. Many, you know, Chinese, too, may also have the same thing. They will worship their ancestors. They will know their ancestors. They'll know who they are. You may see them sometimes burning money or burning other things on the street. Especially around the Lunar New Year holiday time, they will have these same beliefs about their ancestors and ancestor worship. Both of them have had for a long time what they call these family books or these family genealogy books. And these family books will tell the record of their families. This, again, is because their families are so important to them. As I mentioned earlier, many of these books may just have the male's names down. Some will have the male and the female's names down. It just really depends upon the family itself. But these family books are extremely important in both cultures. Some of the food can be very similar. Though I have found that the Vietnamese tend to eat more fresh food. They're not afraid of salads. They have a little bit more French food fusion in their food because, of course, they were also controlled by the French. But they may both have some stir-fried meat, stir-fried vegetables. They both might like the stir-fried method. Both of them will maybe put some nuts in their food and like having nuts in their food. You know, so they have some similarities also for the food. Today, they're both socialist and communist countries, which is interesting that both of these countries have governments which can also in many ways be very similar. Except, you know, in China's structure of government is very different than Vietnamese structure of government, but they still have some very similar forms of government in their societies. You know, both have mausoleums for their former leaders. If you go to Tiananmen Square in China, you will see, you can go to Mao's mausoleum. Yeah, if you go to, Ho Chi Minh area here, there is a Ho Chi Minh mausoleum. And both the mausoleums actually look quite similar. They both have sort of a Russian style to them, which kind of shows, you know, that they were together with Lenin and Stalin and some of the Russians. And that's why they have some similar type of governments and societies. Both are heavily Buddhist countries. Both China and Vietnam are heavily Buddhist countries. And they are both of them are in Asia. So if you'd like to be able to read a little bit more about this and about the similarities between these two countries, it's quite interesting. There is a lot of similarities. Of course, there's differences too, but in a way, there are a lot of similarities between both China and Vietnam in culturally and in their culture and in their way of life and how they view life. I've written a blog called 11 Things China and Vietnam Have in Common. We'll put a link below to the blog so that you'll be able to read it. We'll also put a link to our book in case you're interested in buying the book. We'll put a link also to our book into our blog post. Thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate you, and thank you for being part of our community. If you'd like to be able to learn more about us, go to our website, A Bus on a Dusty Road. We'd love to have you join us there. And we appreciate you for being part of our community. Thank you so much. And thank you to our tech team who has put this together.